Welcome to The Journey to Worthy, a feel-good podcast for women who are on a powerful journey to self-love. And wait a minute. Hold on. While most of that's true, we all know the journey is not always rainbows and butterflies. Sometimes it's really tough. That's why on this podcast, you'll hear real, raw, and mostly unedited stories about the complex journey to finding self-love. I'm your host, Rachel Spencer. After battling an eating disorder and finally realizing my own self-worth, I'm here to help you see that no matter how difficult your journey is, you've been worthy all along. Hello, beauties. Oh, I'm so excited to be back here with you guys and just to have another platform to share not only about my own journey towards self-love, but to help you along your journey as well. One question that I get asked a lot is what to do whenever you're having bad body image days, whenever you are feeling negatively about yourself, whenever you just don't feel like loving yourself. We've all had those days, right? And I thought I'd walk you through some of my favorite exercises. But the first thing I want you guys to realize is that self-love and confidence, they aren't personality traits. If you've ever heard somebody say, well, oh, she was just born with it, you know, like Maybelline, she was just born with it, or she's always been confident, or of course she loves herself, look at her. But confidence is just not a personality trait. It's a skill that you have to learn, and it takes time. And honestly, it takes constant practice. I can very proudly say that the reason that I'm where I'm at in my journey is that I'm constantly and consistently working on myself in some way. It's not like you can just learn confidence and then say, well, I'm done now. I can go out in the world and love myself. No, because then we fall back into those same old patterns of just having those negative thoughts. So there are tons of mental exercises, self-love exercises that I like to do whenever I'm having those bad days. And I thought that I would share some of those with you guys today. So one of my favorite self-love exercises is a little mirror exercise. And I'm sure you guys know all about mirror exercises. You stand in front of your mirror, you say something nice about yourself, right? Duh, easy. Some people do this naked, some people don't. But I don't think it's very often that people really break down for you how you should really feel whenever you're staring into the mirror, what thoughts should really be going into your head, and what you should really be saying to yourself. So I hope that I can kind of break that down for you, because for me, I mean, these are exercises that I still do. I can't just look in the mirror and say, okay, I'm doing my self-love exercise. Here's my mantra. Great. I'm feeling great about myself. I'm going to leave and go about my day feeling positive. Like, it's not that easy, right? And in fact, if you are in a bad spot, you know, mentally and having a bad body image day, it's really not that easy to even stare at yourself in the mirror for more than 5 seconds, right? And whenever you start to do these exercises, a lot of people have said, you know, they kind of feel like a fraud, or that it's inauthentic for them to be saying positive things about themselves because they just don't feel positively. And first of all, you guys should know that that's totally normal. I mean, everybody has to start somewhere. And I would be very surprised if you were in a tough spot and you were feeling those, you were having those negative thoughts and you were able to easily do this exercise. Seriously, it would surprise me because it's not easy. You know, we're conditioned to always try to fix ourselves and to always have something negative to say about ourselves. So the second that we're told, well, you just got to look in the mirror and say something nice. I mean, it's inauthentic to us. It's something that we're not used to, which is why I say that it takes practice, that it's something that you have to continuously do, you know, day in, day out, whether it's for days, weeks, months, years. I mean, it's going to be an ongoing practice. So if you do feel inauthentic whenever you're doing any of these exercises, just know that you will get there. There will be one day whenever you are looking at yourself in the mirror and you say something kind to yourself or you tell yourself that you're beautiful and you just believe it. I can very confidently say that because that's something that happened to me. I get interviewed on a lot of podcasts and for some reason I always get asked this question, which don't get me wrong, it's a good question, but I never know how to answer it because people say, you know, was there one specific moment when you were like, I got this all figured out, you know, whenever it all kind of came together for you? And it's really hard for me to pinpoint that moment because specifically, like I said, it's a constant journey. So I don't think there was one moment where I was like, all right, we're good. I'm done. I feel great. I mean, it just was a consistent practice. But I will say that there was a moment where I'd been doing mirror exercises, and I'll teach you my favorite in just a second, but I've been speaking to myself in the mirror and it felt, you know, not genuine. It felt weird and kind of crazy. I couldn't even look at myself in the eyes. And after a while, I would say after I was doing it every single day, I committed to it for a couple of weeks, it just got easier. And I just started to believe it. Whenever I said, I am beautiful, I no longer got a twinge, you know, in my stomach. My heart rate stopped going up. I stopped looking away. I would just say, I am beautiful, and I would believe it. It would be the truth. And I remember once I started to believe it, that's really when my self-love journey took off. Whenever I could truthfully say, yeah, I am beautiful. And I believe that wholeheartedly. I mean, that's an amazing moment when you can say that. So my favorite exercise. Now, a lot of people like to do this naked, but I mean, do it with your clothes on if you feel more comfortable. It really doesn't matter to me. But what I like to do is before you leave the house, whether it's to work in the morning or, I mean, even if you have the day off, but let's just say before you leave the house and you have to look in the mirror, we're usually looking in the mirror to try to fix something about ourselves, right? I mean, think about it. The last time you looked in the mirror, were you looking lovingly at yourself or were you looking to see if your hair was messed up, if that pimple is still there, if your makeup needs fixing? I mean, most of the time when we're looking in the mirror, there's something that we want to change. So the next time you're looking in the mirror, preferably before you are about to leave your house or apartment, I want you to focus on saying two positive things about yourself. Just two. Just start by saying two positive things. And like I said, it might feel inauthentic at first. You might have nothing positive to say about yourself, but just try, honestly. If it's not about your looks, make it about your personality as you're staring at yourself. I am strong. I am powerful. I am going to rock this day. Or if you feel like it, you know, my hair looks awesome, or I love this shirt, anything positive. So what usually happens now after you've said those positive things, our minds are wired to throw some negative thoughts at us instantly. It's almost like it's hard for us to say those nice things, and we think that by saying negative things right after, by thinking it in our minds, that it's fine, that it negates it, and all of a sudden everything's back, you know, equilibrium. And so whenever you have those negative thoughts, then I want you to combat each negative thought with two positives. So you start with positives. You just look at yourself in the mirror. Make eye contact. That's super, super, super important that you make eye contact with yourself, that you're looking at yourself from an outside perspective. and you just say two positive things about yourself, and you will notice that right after you have a negative thought, whether it's about, yeah, but I still see my pimple, or yeah, but you know, I still don't like the way I, you know, XYZ. So as soon as you start to think or feel those things, for every negative thing you think or say, you combat that with two positives. I love the word combat because it's like fighting. It's like a war. It's like, no, no negative thoughts. You will not rule me, right? I even say that to myself. I'm like, absolutely not. Get out of here, negative thoughts. And so you combat all of those negative thoughts with two positives. Now, let's be honest, if you're one of those people that those negative thoughts keep coming up and you're like, God, I'm standing here in front of the mirror for 25 minutes, I'm going to be late to work. That's whenever you can think to yourself, well, like Rachel said, this is a process. And just say to yourself, you know, I tried my best and I'll do it again tomorrow. So again, you start with two positives. And then for every negative feeling or thought you have after that, you combat it with two more positives. And what that does is it means that no matter what, when you're finished with the exercise, and like I said, I prefer you do it whenever you're leaving for the day, because that means that you're going about the rest of your day with positive thoughts. No matter what, no matter how many negative thoughts or feelings you had about yourself, you combated those with two positives. And if it was more than that, 4, 8, 12 positive thoughts. And you can literally go about the rest of your day with a positive mindset, because remember, it is a choice, and you're going to have so many different things thrown at you throughout the day. You know, even whenever you're leaving your apartment, like maybe you're looking for a package and it got damaged and you're like, oh, this ruined my whole day. Like, this is just, you know, what would happen to me? And you start saying negative things again, or you go to work and you have some horrible things come out of your boss's mouth, and you know, you want to punch them, and you just start to feel like you're having a negative day. Well, if you started your day with those positive thoughts and you told yourself, I am beautiful, I am worthy, I'm going to rock this day, then it's almost as if you're going about your day as a warrior princess. And no matter what this life throws at you in the next 24 hours, it doesn't matter. You are strong, you are confident, and you can know that you are facing this day with confidence and with positivity. Like I said, the first time you do it, it's not always that easy. You may notice that even though you did go about your day with those positive thoughts, maybe you weren't able to stay in that mindset, or you may notice that when you're first doing it, you get frustrated and you can't think of any positive things. But remember, it is a process, and you will get to the point to where this feels good for you and feels easy, and you finally start to believe the positive things that you say about yourself. So remember, my favorite mirror exercise, you look at yourself in the mirror, you make that eye contact with yourself, you try to say two positive things about yourself, and for every negative thought or feeling that comes up, you combat that with two positives, and let yourself know, I'm going to rock this day. No matter what happens, it is my choice, and I'm going to have an awesome day. You know, I like to tell myself all the time that I'm a badass goddess, and that always makes me feel really strong. If you guys follow Catherine Zinkina, she talks about the Wonder Woman pose and how there's something energetically about standing like Wonder Woman. If you don't know what I'm talking about, literally just search it on Google, the Wonder Woman pose. But if you stand in front of the mirror with the Wonder Woman pose while you're saying these things, energetically, it's like the positivity and the strength is going straight up from, you know, your feet to your head and up and out. And it just makes you feel so, so good. So definitely try that exercise. Do it in the Wonder Woman pose if you want. Do it naked if you want, whatever you feel most comfortable doing. And I promise if you continue doing it, you will get to a spot to where you just love it and you start to believe everything that you're saying about yourself. So another exercise that I want to share with you guys is, I like to call it just when I feel my best. That's what it's called, When I Feel My Best. And this one's pretty simple. So I have a list. So, you know, if you're listening and you're around a piece of paper, you know, get your piece of paper and your pen out. And I like to list out all of the things that make me happy, all of the things that are part of me whenever I am feeling my best. So, for example, if I'm having a really crappy day and I need a mood booster and I want to feel better, hence the name, When I Feel My Best, I can think of many things. I will take my CBD oil. I will rub on essential oils. I feel my best when I talk to my best friend and she makes me laugh. I feel my best when I watch dog videos. There's a specific video that I will watch every single time. And you may have heard me tell this story before because I talk about it all the time. But there's a dog video on YouTube. I forget what the name is. I think it's Huskies Don't Know How to Use the Stairs. Oh my God. I'm literally laughing just thinking about it. But it's such a quick video too. It's somebody that's moved into a new house with their husky. And I guess the husky, it's a full grown husky. And I guess he's never used the stairs before. I guess they lived in only a first floor apartment or house before. And so he's really, really excited. You know, he's upstairs running around and she's filming him and his excitement. And then he goes and runs for the stairs. But instead of like going down the stairs step by step, he like Supermans it and just goes flying down the stairs. And you don't hear what happens to him. I like pray that he's fine. I'm just going to say that he was fine or else somebody wouldn't have posted that video. But it is so funny. It's like, and there's like no music to it either. He's just like super, super excited. And then he just goes and runs and flies down the stairs. And for some reason, you guys probably think I'm crazy, but look it up and you'll understand. For some reason, that makes me laugh no matter what. Like literally no matter what. I've actually been having a bad day before and I've had a friend say, did you watch the dog video? And I'm like, oh, I need to do that. It made me feel better. So again, just we're adding things to our lists, right? Saying mantras that make us feel good, you know, even doing a mirror exercise, that may be on your When I Feel My Best list. Maybe it's journaling. Maybe it's taking a bath. Maybe it's any other form of self-care, but you make a list of when I feel my best, okay? That's the first step. And then you keep this list where you can see it at all times, whether that is on sticky notes around your desk or your bedroom, whether that is the first page of your journal or notebook, whether it is something that you write on a pretty piece of paper and hang up. I mean, whatever it is, you need to see it every single day, and I'll tell you why. So whenever we get into a negative headspace or whenever we're having a really bad self-image day, really low self-esteem, maybe we're even having an anxiety attack, a panic attack, it's really hard to think clearly. You know what I'm saying? Do you relate to that? Whenever you're having a really, really bad negative day, it's not easy for you to think, oh, well, you know, it's a choice, so I'm just going to choose to be happy, or I'm going to go do X, Y, Z, and I know I'll feel better, right? Because when you're in that negative headspace, we start to spiral, right? One thing goes wrong, and we start to think, well, this went wrong too, and this could go wrong, and my life sucks, and I don't want to do anything but lay in bed all day. I don't want to talk to anyone. I have no idea what'll make me feel better, except for just not dealing with the world today. And the thing about having this When I Feel My Best list is that when we're not thinking clearly and we can't figure out for ourselves what we need at the time to feel better, we have a direct point of reference near us that we can look at and say, okay, I'm having a horrible day, but I just peeked over and I saw Watch the Dog video on my list. And no matter how bad I'm feeling, I'm going to go to my phone and I'm going to watch that video because I'll try anything. I mean, I didn't think of that before because I was having all these negative thoughts running through my head. I was spiraling, but I peeped over there. I saw a Watch the Dog video and I did feel better. Or maybe I look at the list and I see, you know, call my best friend. So I will call her up and say, you know, I was having a bad day and I know that I don't always call, but, you know, I made a list and it reminded me that I would feel better if I called you. So here's what I'm dealing with. And I just find it so simple, right? You just made a list for yourself that suddenly becomes such a tool for self-love, such a tool for your mental health, so that now every single time that you're feeling negatively about your life or yourself, whenever you're having a bad day, you see that list, you have that direct point of reference, and you know some simple acts of self-care that you can do that will make you feel better, even if it's a tiny bit better, even if it just barely turns your day around, that is enough. So first exercise was the mirror exercise. Second exercise was the when I feel my best list. The third thing you can do is, if you like to journal, I know a lot of people, that's not their thing. They don't like to write. But if you do, just write down five things that makes you beautiful. And I actually want you to task yourself with naming things that have nothing to do with your looks. Because I feel like when it comes down to looks and we're just talking about outer beauty, then it just puts us in the wrong headspace, right? We're not really thinking about the right things. And then of course we go down into those negative thoughts. Well, yeah, I looked good today, but I don't always look good. And did it like it, enough of that. Let's talk about parts of you, literally parts of yourself that are unwavering and unchanging that make you you, because that is what makes you beautiful. Not your hair color, not your skin tone, not your eye color, not your body size, not how tall you are. Those things, outer beauty is one thing, but that's not what truly makes you unique and beautiful. Those things lie within you. So task yourself of writing out just five things that make you beautiful on the inside. So for example, I love to help others, or I am kind to strangers. Whenever I'm having a bad day, I don't lash out at people. I love helping children. It can literally be anything, but it has to be something that is within you. That's the only requirement, that it's something on the inside, whether it's your inner strength, whether it's your inner kindness, it doesn't matter. But that is what makes you beautiful. And if you come across anything that you're like, well, I don't know if this makes me beautiful, but like this is something different about me, write it down. Because baby, what makes you different makes you beautiful. Do you guys remember that song? I feel like that was a song in Princess Diaries or something. It was like, what makes you different makes you beautiful. Okay, somebody please like DM me at my coach Rachel and please tell me I'm not alone because now I'm embarrassed. But yeah, so write down five things that make you you, that make you beautiful. All right, and then lastly, what I want to leave you guys with, if you're in a negative headspace and you've tried all of these things and you just cannot get out of it and you just feel almost hopeless, I want you guys to go check out some of your favorite accounts on Instagram, such as, you know, you can check out mine at My Coach Rachel. I try to post a lot of empowering, inspirational, body love, self-love content. You can check out at Body Posy Panda or at Marissa Lace, at Mary's Cup of Tea, at @Kelly_U. I mean, those are just some of my favorites within the self-love and body acceptance and body positive community. But if you really are having one of those negative days that no matter what you do yourself, you just feel like nothing helps, I really encourage you to go check out some of not only the accounts that I mentioned, but some of your favorite accounts as well, because we all have our favorites, right? But especially within the self-love and body acceptance community, because I know for me, the reason that I even started my Instagram, the reason I even started sharing about my story was because of these accounts, was because of Instagram. The self-love community in general is really what helped me heal above all else. Yes, I went to therapy. Yes, I had a life coach. Yes, I had wonderful friends and family. But the number one thing, seriously, that helped me on my healing journey was the self-love and body love community. And it was just so crazy to me that, so all I did was search self-love. And up popped Body Posy Panda. And I was like, what? Body Posy Panda? Like, what does that mean? Megan Crabb, she's amazing. She has a book out called Body Posy Power, if you want to check it out. And I just thought it was this girl just showing pictures of her cellulite and her, you know, her fat rolls, her beautiful chubbiness in her belly and just embracing it. And I just thought that was amazing because for all these years that I've been hiding my body and been afraid to show what I really look like underneath and just be ashamed of myself, there was this girl with hundreds of thousands of followers, now she has 1 million followers, who was just openly embracing who she was. And she had tons of likes, tons of comments from people saying, you know, I totally resonate with this, you are amazing, you inspire me. And of course, I was one of those people. I was commenting too, holy crap, you inspire me so much. Because of you, I really want to continue on this road to recovery. And just seeing that there were all these different accounts that were embracing their bodies and really on this journey to self-love, that was so empowering and inspiring for me. And now it's like, still to this day, I mean, it's not like I just found the community and immersed myself in it and became an influencer and that was it. I mean, still, I have bad days. I'm human just like everybody else. And I will go in and search the community for inspiration because when I am feeling hopeless and I have tried all of these things, I kind of need somebody else. I need somebody else's outside perspective, you know, to tell me why I should be accepting myself. You know, really what makes me beautiful, why I shouldn't care about what just happened in the dressing room or the fitting room, why I shouldn't care about, you know, the skinnier women at the pool, why I shouldn't care about my cellulite. I need that outside perspective. And just going and looking through those accounts, it always makes me feel better. So that is my final task for you guys, is to just check out those accounts that inspire you and really immerse yourself in the conversation and just know that there's always a space for you there, always. And it will make you feel inspired and empowered. And speaking of there being a space for you, I mean, for anybody who follows me on Instagram, you know that my page is my safe space. I call it my little pocket of the internet because I feel like it's untouchable almost. I mean, it's a place where my journey knows no bounds and I have no fear. I love to talk about what I'm struggling with. Isn't that kind of weird? Usually it's kind of difficult and uncomfortable to talk about your struggles, but I love it because that means that I get to talk to and inspire you guys. I get to inspire other people who are having bad body image days, just like Body Posy Panda, Marissa, and Kelly inspired me. So just know that you are always welcome on my page. And not only that, your imperfections are welcome as well. All of your beautiful flaws, everything that makes you different and unique, 100% you are welcome into my safe space. So come leave me a comment. Let me know if you're struggling, what kind of content you want to see. Send me a DM. Just say, hey, I love talking to new people, especially you guys that are listening. And just let me know. Let me know that you're here and that you're being inspired and empowered, and I will continue to be here for you. So just to do a little recap of my favorite self-love exercises whenever I'm having, you know, a bad body image day, low self-esteem, and, you know, we're all on this journey towards self-love, and we all know that healing is not linear. So when you're having a bad day, first, you want to do the mirror exercise. Second, you want to make the when I feel my best list. Third, journal out 5 things that make you beautiful on the inside. And then finally, go check out your favorite accounts and let them give you that outside perspective and let them inspire you. I love you guys so, so, so much. Like I said, please come send me a DM. Just say, hey, feel free to share with me anything that is on your mind, anything that you're struggling with. I'm here for you. And if you are loving the podcast, please share it, tag me in your Instagram stories, and share these exercises with your friends as well. If you know they're having a tough day, share this episode with them so that they can come out feeling positive and better about themselves as well. So until next time, you guys, thank you so, so much for letting me be part of your journey. Thank you so much for listening. If you loved this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a beat. And if you really loved it, I'd be so grateful if you'd leave me a positive review on iTunes. For more self-love inspo, body acceptance, and mental health support, come follow me over on Instagram. You can find me at @MyCoachRachel. See you next time.